Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Warwick Wynne and I am the Chief Executive Officer of Manningham City Council. It is my pleasure to welcome you to the meeting of Council. I will introduce the members of Council's Executive Management Team first. Lee Harrison, Director of Assets and Engineering. Chris Potter, Director of Community Programs. Teresa Dominic, Director of Planning and Environment. And Philip Lee, Director of Shared Services. I will now call the councillors into the chamber by their respective wards. Heidi Ward, Councillor Jeff Goff, Jim Grieber Christopoulos, and Michelle Kleinart. Coonong Ward, Councillors Dot Haynes and Stephen O'Brien. Mullum Mullum Ward, Councillors Meg Downey and Sophie Gabelli. Would you please stand for His Worship, the Mayor of Manningham, Councillor Paul McLeish.
Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen. Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders, past and present, and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I welcome all members of the public here tonight to this council meeting. I particularly welcome the third Doncaster Reach Venturers who are here with us this evening. Welcome. Good luck on obtaining your merit badge. Manningham Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. All council meetings are controlled by a meetings procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and reading the title. I will then call for a mover and seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. Councillors may adopt the officer's recommendation in the report, or they may propose amendments and supplementary motions. I draw your attention to two opportunities for members of the public to ask questions tonight. Verbal question time allows people who registered prior to the meeting to ask questions, but only about issues which are not on the agenda. Written questions, which are dealt with towards the end of the meeting, these can be about any issue, including items on tonight's agenda. Item two, apologies for absence and granting of leave of absence. No. Thank you. Prior notification of conflicts of interest. Are there any notifications of conflict of interest?
No.
Thank you. Item four, confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 26th of April and the special meeting of council held on 17th of May 2016. Do I have a mover?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 26th April 2016 and special meeting of council held on 17th May 2016 be confirmed.
Thank you, Councillor Grieber Christopoulos. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. I'll put the motion. Those four. Against? Carried. Item five, verbal questions from the public. Do we have any questions, Mr. CEO?
Yes, we do. From Mr. David Wallneiser. And there's two matters for question. The first is garbage bins and the second is the flood overlay.
Great. If I could ask you please just to move across to the microphone so it is recorded for posterity, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. CEO, councillors and ladies and gentlemen, I asked a question a couple of weeks ago as to why we were spending $5.8 million replacing garbage bins to which not one councillor could put up his hand and say, I actually went out and had a look to see if my bins needed replacing.
Point of order.
Excuse me, just for a hold for a minute, please. Councillor Haynes.
I don't know about this pointing up of hand thing that he's talking about. I don't think that that's quite a great...
Thank you, but I'm not sure that that's really a point of order.
Yes, with due respect, Councillor, you were here when I asked if any councillor wanted to stand up and...
I put my hand up.
Mr Wusheimer, I'm sorry.
I got a reply.
You have an opportunity to speak and ask a question. This isn't an opportunity for public statements, okay? If you could please bring your point forward and ask a question, we'd appreciate it.
I managed to get a reply, and I say that I have actually worked in the waste management industry, so I know a little. We're told that the current replacement in bins is because the bins are obsolete. What evidence is there that the bins are obsolete? I'm also told that the bins have been there 17 years, so they have to be replaced. If they are still functional, why spend $5.8 million replacing them?
Okay. Thank
I'm also
you. Well,
told.
There are two questions, and I'm happy to take those two questions, but there is really only an opportunity to ask two questions. I'll treat them as one because I think you're making the same point, and I'll ask the officers to please, through the CEO, for the Director of Assets and Engineering, Mr. Lee Harrison, to answer the question.
Three, Mr. Mayor. I believe that the letter that's being referred to does fully explain why we're replacing the bins. The first reason was because they have aged, and the cost for us each year to replace bins, sorry, this mic plays up, is growing all the time and becoming quite extensive. And in terms of the whole mass of the bins, they have reached the end of their useful life. The second reason is because of the Australian standard and conforming with the Australian standard so that we can then join in and be fully part of the state education process for recycling and waste recovery.
Thank you. So, Mr. Allnizer, you had a second question.
Yes, we've got our data shows that approximately 42,000 bins have been repaired. How many of that is just a hinge replacement? How many might be a wheel? How many might be actually a bin itself? Does anybody here, have you looked at your bin and said, well, gee, my bin's in a bit of a sad state. I think I need a new one. But I'm happy to pay $120 this year to have my bins replaced. $120. That's about what it costs.
Thank you. Director of Assets Engineering, Lee Harrison.
Three, Mr. Mayor. I wouldn't have the information to hand. I have to take it on notice as to how many wheels have been replaced or how many hinges have been repaired. But in terms of the cost of the bin rollout, I think the other point that needs to be made is that at the same time we're going out to tender for a new waste management collection service, and the tenders have come in with about $1 million a year saving on the current bin waste collection service. And the contractor has made it very clear to us that one of the reasons for that lower price is the fact that we're rolling out new bins, which reduces their maintenance costs. So there's a direct offset.
Okay. So, there being no other questions from the public, we'll now move on to the next item. Item six, presentations. Mr. CEO. Thank you. Item seven, petitions.
There are no petitions.
Thank you. Item eight, admission of urgent business.
No urgent business.
Thank you. Item nine, planning permit applications. Item 9.1. Planning application PL15-025181, development of 1096 Doncaster Road, Doncaster East, for a four-storey mixed-use building comprising retail, office and two levels of residential consisting of eight apartments with associated ground and basement parking. Do I have a mover for this item?
Yes, I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, I refer you to the report that has been presented to us tonight from officers. I do remember this one coming to me as the chairman of the task force some time ago. And the obvious question one has to ask is, why can't access be off Doncaster Road? Now, it's one that perhaps the applicant would have preferred. It's one that perhaps council would have preferred. But unfortunately, it is not one Vic Roads preferred. So with that, virtually, without that laneway in place, this bit of land would be landlocked. So we do have a laneway that runs opposite the subject site. It runs behind the shops at Tunstall Square, and it is an important strategic laneway that does service those shops. And obviously, it makes good sense to bring access for this development of only eight apartments. It's a modest development of eight apartments, mixed-use development downstairs of offices in from the laneway. Now, there were a number of objections to that, councillors. There were a total of 11 objections that serviced that had issues of servicing that laneway. My fellow councillor Dot Haynes and I, and thank you to the other ward councillors that came along to hear the objectors' submission the other night about the importance of that laneway, and I actually walked that laneway today. I went down and spent some time down there and did see it function as a laneway, as a service laneway does. There's vehicles entering in and out, and it is a very busy laneway. But it is also a laneway that will service this development application, and it just makes practical sense to have this application supported by this laneway. Now, I understand the angst that the traders have got, that there could be a mix of private traffic or residential traffic with this commercial laneway. But councillors, it is a shared laneway. It doesn't belong to any particular group or shop. It is a council laneway, and as such, it will function as a council laneway. So with that, councillors, we have an application to vary a car park standards. Now, given that we have a bus stop just within metres of this application, and given that we have essential services, well, it's a hospital, but it's a rehabilitation hospital. Could be a place of employment for people that decide to live here. We have a supermarket within walking distance. We have doctors' surgeries, dentists. We have cafes and bakeries. I don't mind providing a waiver, which I believe is just for one vehicle. So, councillors, this is the application that ticks all the boxes. It is an application that we should be seeing more of along Doncaster Road. It is not a very high application. It's not one of these big applications that we see around this part. It is a modest application of eight apartments with a retail mixed-use component below. And on that basis, we should be, I think, seeing more of these coming into line. Very close to Activity Centre, it was very close to Tunstall Square, and is certainly within walking distance down to Doncaster East and the Safeways and the other medical centres and vets and so forth like that. So this is one that I do ask my fellow councillors to support, and on that basis, we have the approval from officers, which I ask that you endorse. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Devine. Councillor Haynes.
Just to add from my fellow councillor that I'm looking forward to the retail and office space. I think everybody knows Tunstall Square well enough, for those of us that shop in it, that it's going to give more opportunity for retail and office and hopefully home businesses. So I'm encouraging that we do just endorse this plan. It's in detail, does address a lot of the issues that we've had to deal with over the last few months on discussing this, and I thank the officers and the traders and the public to be working with this as long as they have. It does fit within the planning scheme, and though we couldn't get Doncaster Road, I just hope that that we can work together to make sure that laneway does stay clear for all the reasons, and that we as councillors do support this wonderful development.
Thank you, Councillor Haynes. Do I have any speakers against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried. Item 9.2, planning application PL 15-025773. For 65, 67 and 69 Turana Street, Doncaster. Construction of 17 three-storey dwellings and two two-storey dwellings. Construction of 17... Do I have a mover for this particular development?
I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder?
Oh, I'm happy to second.
Thank you, Councillor Galway. Councillor O'Brien.
Mr. Mayor, this is one that I did actually spend some time going over the report and having a conversation with myself about the merits of this application and reading the concerns of the objectors and obviously the what we refer to as a design outcome. I balanced my decision tonight basing that the applicant has tried to satisfy the concerns of the objectors. The objectors are primarily concerned about the traffic. They're primarily concerned about parking, and they're primarily concerned about overdevelopment. And they're all very good points, I might add, for an application that's not on Doncaster Road, that is not on any of our strategic roads. So when I turned to the planning scheme and had a look and read the officer's report, there really isn't too much that one can say that this application has some fatal downfalls. It is planning scheme compliant. We do hit the mark in terms of parking. And inevitably, people, and I understand the concerns, and I heard those concerns raised to me at the submitters meeting, people will be lazy and they will park on the street, and it's a nice day, they'll park there and go upstairs and maybe leave the car there and next morning move it or go out. So there is a tendency to do that. But what I do ask, Mr. CEO, for councillors or council to do is if we can monitor this particular stretch of road, simply because, again, I went out last week to have a look, and you walk down the road and there's tradies everywhere. They're parking their vehicles to take construction around that's happening. And it really is becoming very, very tight. And obviously, those tradies will move on. But obviously, when this is built, there will be tradies who will be coming and going. And I do ask that those parking restrictions that we have in this area are enforced. Mr. CEO, what I do ask, if I may, is that we do give this area some light and special attention in terms of perhaps enforcement, because there is parking, I believe, permit parking on one side, which applies 7 days a week. And I believe on the other side, there is no permit parking. So that may be tendency to be perhaps abused a bit. But on the basis of what's before me, councillors, and the application that's before me, I cannot see a town planning reason to bring this one down. So on that basis, I do ask that you support the officer's motion, of recommendation, I should say, and to support this application with the conditions.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Galvally.
Yes, I've only got a little bit to add, Mr. Mayor. Within Manningham, we see a lot of apartments and coming up, and although we do need them, what this development provides us with is a diversity in housing, with our three level and two level townhouses, and it's very family friendly, and I think more family friendly than an apartment. So, just even on the diversity that this development provides, I think is good for Manningham, and I would urge my councillors to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have any speakers against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried.